Welcome back.
Welcome.
Welcome to the number one podcast you're listening to right now.
You're and not the host.
I'm with my landlord, Sheena Melwani, and welcome to another episode of Sheena Inter.
I am the host. I'm Sheena Melwani, and this is another episode of Sheena.
I am the host.
No, you're not.
Thank you for listening once again to Tridalian Fizzlebang.
Oh my God.
The number one podcast you are listening to right now with my landlady, Sheena Melwani.
Are you done?
With Trid! Perfect. That's it. We have the intro song.
Sure.
Done. What is today's episode about?
I
paid
host,
my rent. What is the episode about?
If you're the host, why don't you tell us?
Today's episode...
You have no idea.
...is about...
Social media.
Social media.
Yep.
You don't ask me and then say the answer
because
before
Because you had no idea. You look like a deer in the headlights.
You've seen deer in headlights?
Yes, actually. I have. Yes.
They look this fantastic
very
to you?
Very scared.
Just look scared.
You look like, what are we talking about today? I have nothing planned.
I have done my part.
Which is?
I told everyone, thank you and welcome to the number one podcast you're listening to right now. I gave them my name for the journey today.
Which is?
Mr. Fizzlebang.
Mr. Fizzlebang.
Yes.
Tridarius Fizzlebang.
Tridalian. Don't get it wrong.
Okay.
You could call me Fizz Biggie if you want.
I think I'll pass.
You can call me that later.
Okay. Welcome
Today's
back. Today's episode is about social media.
Yes.
We're
the
talking
good,
about the good, the bad,
bad,
and everything
and the
in
hungry.
Between.
Yeah, food?
I don't have food.
Oh, it's the ugly.
We just ate dinner.
I'm hungry.
Already?
We ate dinner like 2.5 hours ago.
No, we didn't.
What did we eat even?
You had rice.
Oh, yes, people. And water. It was a treat today. She
Remember
spoils
I had
us
salad?
In this house. Out of a yogurt container.
I did actually eat out of a yogurt container. What was your high for this week?
I have an unexpected.
Okay. Do you want to go first?
Go ahead. High and low.
I had a great day yesterday.
What did you do?
I stayed home all day while you drove to Connecticut.
Oh, yes. That's right.
That was amazing because I got to sit on the couch and read my book.
Yes.
I finished this book, Lessons in Chemistry. It was
you just read it now.
Fabulous.
Why
I
are you
just
you finished
it
yesterday then?
Because I read like half the book yesterday while I was sitting on the couch and the girls were playing in the basement. It was glorious.
The girls. We have one girl for those astute enough to listen to the story.
Yes, but she had her friends over and they were having the time of their lives.
And that was better than today where you repeated said laying on the couch and reading when I took them both skating in the back.
That
so
was
you've
like
done
15
very little.
Minutes. I enjoyed this weekend. Yeah, that was like
15 minutes.
I didn't have much left of the book.
You'll have to revisit the rules because the amount of lies you tell on this podcast is actually shocking to me. It takes more than 15 minutes just to get their skates tied and get them on the pond. The sun was just passing its apex when I took them to the pond and I didn't bring them back until dark.
Thank you for the time off. It was fabulous. I enjoyed a wonderful weekend.
15 minutes.
It was wonderful.
Okay.
Low? Any lows?
Me?
Yeah,
the amount of lies my significant other tells so evenly, openly, with a straight face to people, just as if it's another day.
I like to
walk
keep you
the
on
park.
Your toes.
I'm just telling the truth and Article 2 of the Podstitution.
Yeah.
This will go in the podcast.
What was your name again?
Tridalian Fizzlebang.
Okay. Just checking.
Stop it. What's your name?
Sheena Melwani.
Yeah. So why? What? Such a weird question to ask somebody.
Okay.
And this is the number one podcast you're listening to right now with your host, Tridalian Fizzlebang.
Wow. Wow, wow.
Thank you. Okay. So what's your low? Apparently not being surrounded by your loved ones for the whole weekend didn't make the list.
My low was that I couldn't motivate myself to exercise last week. And I think that I really needed to, I need to get out of that funk.
So the whole week you haven't exercised?
No.
Is that why you're wearing these loose-fitting clothes all week?
Yes.
Oh, I get it. You're just eating chips and packing it in so you can pack it out next week?
That's right.
That's a good system.
Yeah. This week was just kind of like I felt kind of yucky. I want to get back on track next week. It's going to be good. But it was a little bit of a, I felt like I had to go over a hump.
I think a lot of people feel that way this time. It's cold.
Yeah.
It's winter.
Yeah.
And
it's like all the resolutions are kind of like fizzling.
You have resolutions?
To launch the podcast, which we did. And to be better organized, which I did. But okay. I don't think I focused on...
why don't you make it one of your resolutions to exercise?
I did not. I think I need to revisit.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, so now for the unexpected, that you've bored us with this story of yours. Boring? I've been so productive, but I didn't work out for 4 days, Jill. I'm feeling down. How about you? Oh, bloody, I fell. I broke my tooth. Bank is coming after me for my home. I hate my job. And my spouse
is
so many people listening to this podcast are dealing with more. Oh, I had to wear a baggy sweater today because I didn't work out for 4 days. I'll go to the fancy gym next week. Yeah, I'll fix that right away. Have some bloody empathy. Shameless you are. May your sweaters be tighter all year. There. Okay. Unexpected.
Go ahead.
Don't laugh. So this lady was in a meeting. She came in.
Do I know this lady?
No.
Have I ever met this lady? Are you just...
You don't know...
Did you make her up?
Just kick my leg when it's time for me to participate. Okay, when you're done with your...
All right, go ahead.
Okay, so I'm in this room and this lady is sitting there. She comes in. She represents a different company. She walks in the room. And I see her. I say hello to her colleagues. Uh-huh. Then when I get close to her to say hello again, she's looking at me like she's surprised.
Did she know you?
And I'm wondering this. Uh-huh. And I'm like...
Are you wondering if she knows
you? I'm not saying anything, but I just say hello. I turn around. I go sit in my chair near my side of the table.
Okay.
Then she sits down and she's looking at the rest of the people. And I realize this look of surprise hasn't left her face. Uh-huh. And I'm wondering what is going on right now.
Yeah. Did you have something in your teeth?
No. There's five people in the room and she's looking at everyone the same way.
Okay.
Then I realized this woman has injected things in her face.
Oh.
But.
Okay.
She has the opposite that has happened. So here's my unexpected.
She looked surprised.
You know when they inject your forehead?
Yeah.
To try to keep the lines gone?
Yeah.
This lady, I think what happened, she was laying there. And then when they're about to inject her, she went, huh? Like they told her the price of the injection. She went, what? And then boom, they zapped her. So she got stuck in that look.
No, it just happened.
Yeah, she got stuck. Like complete shock the whole day. So the whole meeting, she's like, oh, how are you? Are we having lunch here?
With her lines.
Not lines, just shock.
So her eyes
are up, lines
up.
Are there. Like,
I think that happens.
It's like this, like fully in engaged mode.
I think that happens when you do Botox. I think.
No, normally they just zap you and then they look like they have no emotion. Oh. Opposite they look. They look like. I'm like, hey, you won $1 million. They're like, yeah, thank you. They're like, yeah, so good by voice, but face showing nothing. Zoop, zero. End cast.
Are you sure about that?
I did not ask her. Were you shocked when they zapped your face?
No, I don't think. But I think that this is normal.
No.
No.
This lady.
We do not have
nothing normal
knowledge
about this.
Enough about this to know if it's normal or not.
I have seen a lot of humans in my time.
Yeah.
And there are very few I've seen who look like there's a tiger cat about to pounce them. For 40 minutes straight.
Okay.
Her eyes like, the whole time, just like, huh? But not saying huh. Just, she's just there like this. Like talking normal nonsense. Like, huh?
Wait.
Like, hey, what time is it? Oh, it's 4 o'clock? But that was my unexpected. To see this complete shock, but for no reason on this lady's face.
She's
shocked by nothing. Just do this whole episode completely shocked. Not with your hands, your face like this. Because if someone shows that shock, I feel like you have to protect yourself. You put the hands up. So that's it. That was my unexpected. Every week I'll remember some random thing. Okay. And I will share it with the people.
We should add to this game. We should do like the funniest thing that happened this
Get
week.
Get rid of the high and the low.
Why?
Those are just... Even in statistics, you throw away the high and the low.
No, I like it.
What is the most average thing that happened to you
No,
this
I
week?
Like it. I really like okay. this game. I want to continue playing. But we can move on.
Okay.
Let's start the episode. I can't take you
Let's
seriously.
Start the episode. Yes, that's a normal thing to say. But look at my face. It looks like you just told me that you've cured cancer.
Okay, stop
What?
Doing
You're
that.
Eating your toenails cures cancer? Wow, that's the face you should make if someone says, eating my toenails cures cancer. You're like, what? this person's completely crazy, or wow, the world is a beautiful place and I just have to eat this man's feet. But no, when somebody says something like, what time you want to go for lunch? You shouldn't say 3 o'clock, because then people think you're going to kill them at lunch.
Okay. Stop making the face though, because I can't take you seriously. Okay.
Okay. What? This is extreme. Social media. This podcast, is there anything that you ever have? God, do we like it or we hate it? Tell me. I want to know in advance.
We like it.
Yeah. It's such a nice look. It's so beautiful.
Social media has done a number on our family.
Yes. You wouldn't exist but for social media.
Exactly. Never so I wanted die. To talk about that. Oh, I wanted so to handsome. Tell people about why you have this guy following you around.
The origin episode that you recently listened to.
Yes.
Did that come up by now?
Yes.
That tells the story how we didn't plan on this.
We did not plan on this.
Yeah, it just happened.
All of our profiles were actually set to like nobody could find
us. What profiles? Who was looking for us?
You didn't even have an Instagram. We had one Instagram that I used to post like our kids and family photos on.
For who?
For our friends and family to see. And it was set to private.
Private, okay.
And we had so like 14 followers. Yeah. It was literally like...
Followers? Those like, are family. You yeah, don't call them followers?
On Instagram, it's called followers. Okay. That's why I'm just using that
so
term.
So 14 people...
14 people used
who
to...
you forced to look at your children's photos.
Yes, maybe a little more. Maybe so. Like 34.
Those are people you'd call and say, hey, can you like my picture? I put a picture of my kid. Please like it. Yeah.
Yes. And then when this started taking off, remember what you did to your TikTok page?
So I had a page... I took it down the page because the page was getting too many looky-looky and I don't likey-likey.
How Simple. Come you didn't like it? Because people ask us all the time, why is he yes, covered? Why is his face you. Covered? Why does he wear the emoji?
First
why can't
of
he...
all, this emoji looks just like me. Sorry to break it to you, but when I take this off, you're going to be like, oh, wait. It looks like a human version of the cartoon.
Yeah,
because
when anybody
the
ever...
face was already there. And then the emoji we're using it, like you make on your own. You make it to look like you. So
and
that's
when
what
anybody sees us in public, they're like, oh my God, you
oh
look
my God,
just
you're
like
so much
emoji.
Hotter than your emoji. Your skin is better. So listen.
Yeah.
The reason I did it mm-hmm. was because, unlike what the internet troll articles say, mm-hmm. your net worth is not $1.4 million. Or 2.8, or whichever website you look at next that says I grew up in
Why
Bombay,
did they think
or I don't
that?
Know. No, they just put a number because it's good
I
for
know,
clickbait.
I know people said I was worth a lot of money.
Yeah, but that's not true.
No.
So all of these fine things you see in this house, yeah. like that fake vase and the grass,
yeah.
and you know,
the, again,
the water
the vase
jugs.
Is not fake.
We're gonna
it's
break
a
that.
Real
though. When did we say?
Vase.
When is that gonna break?
When any one of our episodes hits 100,000 streams.
Then we'll, let's put 100,000 on that. So then when we kind of hit it, we can just break the vase.
You want to put $100,000
like,
in
no,
the vase?
No, you think we have? I want to put a 100,000 target.
Oh,
so when you
God,
hit 100, I can
my
break
vase.
It. Okay, anyways.
Okay.
So I had to put this on because I have a job that actually pays so we can live in this house and
yep.
pay our mortgage.
Yeah.
Like a normal
yep.
Kind of serious job.
Okay.
And when you have a job like that, you don't really run around saying, hey, guess what? I have 2 million people that like to watch my shenanigans on the TikTok.
That's right.
Because they say, oh, here's the door. But people kept insisting they wanted to see. They wanted to see who's the voice, because it was just a voice in the back.
Mm-hmm.
So we went and then...
You uploaded this emoji.
Tridalion was born.
Tridalion,
fizzle banger. So that's why the emoji came to life and kind of taken a liking to this fella.
Yeah, he's cute.
So I keep the emoji for my social media presence.
Why does this keep happening to your voice?
What?
You don't know what?
No.
Okay, moving on.
So what?
Should we move on?
I don't know what's happening even. I thought the episode was over.
No, we're just
You're
moving
just
on.
Rambling now.
I am not.
You've completely... given up on rule number one.
Which is?
Oh, no.
Rule number one is that the episode
Minimum
is 30
minutes.
Minutes.
So now we have to ramble for 30 minutes before we get to it.
No.
I like that's a good way to do it.
Oh,
just
my God.
Lose the audience before you get into the thing. Thank you if you're still here.
Listening
okay. to the number one podcast you're listening to right now.
It happened so quickly.
It did happen so
quickly.
It
grew so, all of our accounts grew so, so, so quickly.
You're very lucky.
We were very,
People work very,
very
hard to get to a point where strangers will want to listen to them yapping to themselves in their basements at night.
It's true. All of a sudden, we were kind of propelled into this world of like, now you're on social media.
Yes.
And we had to think about, was this really something that we wanted to do? And what did it mean to be on social media? We like, remember when we went out, all of a sudden somebody started to like, people started to notice us. We had a very normal life in suburbia.
We still do. Who built that chair? That's how you know when you've made it.
Staples.
They did not build that chair. It came in a little box that no one would believe that chair would fit in, and I had to assemble it.
Yes, that's right.
So that's how you know.
What?
You have not made it until someone builds your furniture.
Okay.
Who did your laundry?
Me.
You have not made it.
Okay. If somebody does my laundry, I've made it?
Maybe.
Oh.
Depends.
Depends. So I think that we didn't realize how quickly things were going to take off. They literally just started
boom,
like skyrocketing.
Rockets.
Seriously. Our TikTok page all of a sudden one day just started like every day it was 1,000, 2,000, 3,000, 4,000, 5,000 followers. It was crazy. Like at one point we were getting 10,000 followers a day. Do you remember?
No.
It was insane. When things like that started happening, do you remember that couple? There was a couple that wanted to take a picture with me. There was a lady that said, oh, can I take a picture with you?
When? That happens like every
time
you go out.
No, no, the first time it happened.
I had no idea when it was the first
time. Okay, we were at the mall. This lady, she wants to take a picture with me.
Well, outside the shoe store.
Yes, yes, yes. She asked you to take the picture.
Yes, every time they ask me to take the picture. Oh, I love this girl. Can you take a picture? And I'm like, yeah, I'll take the picture. And then they say, oh, you're so funny. Tell your dad he's awesome when you get home. And I say, yeah,
okay, but the funny part of that story was actually that other lady that was standing in the back. Do you remember?
No, it was a boy, not a lady.
The mom was there and she told her son, go take a picture with that girl. And so I was like, okay. And he takes a picture with me. So at that point, I'm thinking like, wow, this is so cool. Two people in a row, they want to take a picture with me. And it was very early on. So I smile. I take the picture with the boy and then he leaves. And as he's walking away, he's asking his mom in Spanish, ¿quién es?
You didn't even know who you were.
I had no idea. The mom's like, I don't know. I think she's somebody famous. That lady asked for her picture. They had no idea who I was, but they were like, oh, there's a famous lady. Let's take her picture.
The point of that story is social media is awkward.
It is.
Because
all of a sudden,
go to strangers
I felt like,
in the mall and say, can I take a picture with you?
Yeah, it was really weird.
Like, even if you don't know who they are.
Mm-hmm.
But people would do that with autographs before.
Who?
If someone stood in line, our kids have done that. You take them to the Patriots and then they have other people standing there for an autograph. A player comes out who they don't
even
know,
they
still
know.
Ask.
But that's what
human nature.
When that happens or when that happened, I was like, what is this? And all of a sudden, little things like that used to happen. And
like people saying, hey, can I just send you free stuff?
Yeah. Like, that's really a strange concept when you're not in social media. We had no idea what social media...
People just give you things.
Yeah, like, it wasn't a job 20 years ago to be in social media, to be a content creator. Now, when you ask people, like, kids nowadays, they want to grow up to be YouTubers, some of them.
Well, they want to be an influencer.
Or they want to
like
be an influencer. I'm not an influencer.
You're an influencer.
I'm not an influencer.
You influenced my decision today to be sitting in my basement at night instead of upstairs watching TV.
That's called being your wife.
That's true.
That's all it is.
But you're an influencer.
People send you things. I don't consider myself to be an influencer.
Does your behavior online influence other people's decisions?
It's not as easy as yes or no.
You only get two options. Okay, let's try a different way.
Can I have a maybe?
No mouth. Just this hand for yes, this
Timbu,
hand for no.
Nimbu.
Yeah, just Limbu.
Limbu.
Get the names right.
Got it.
Does your behavior
yes.
influence the behavior of other people?
I don't know. Yes.
Okay, sorry. It cannot help you people.
Yes.
She doesn't understand the question.
No, it's not.
You'd be arrested if they asked you anything. I hope a police officer never pulls you over. I'll have to come and get you from jail.
Why?
Because you just can't answer a question.
Because I don't
know. You'd be like, ma'am, can you answer?
Simple.
I don't know. I don't know the question, sir. Please write it and bring it to me.
It's not
Email it to my people. Then we'll read it to you together.
It is not that simple.
The answer is yes. Okay. Millions of people see what you do.
Yeah.
So if someone sees this sweater and they say, oh, I like this sweater, they'll go buy it. It used to be put it on a billboard. Now we put it on the phone because that's the billboard.
So these are some of the cool things that have happened with social media. I have to say that there have been moments too that I...
What are the bad parts?
There have been some moments where I've actually wanted to stop altogether. Like the trolls are really not nice. And I know what you're going to say. We don't have a ton of trolls. We do not. All things considered, I feel like we get 95% really, really kind and nice messages. But that 5% sometimes is so aggressive and so negative and so harsh that when I, in the beginning when we started and I used to read all of the comments, I wouldn't know to turn away when I got into a patch of mean comments. And it's really hurtful. People can be really, really nasty. And that often made me want to just like shut down for a couple days. There were instances that I don't want to go back into them, but there were instances where I remember getting messages that were, that felt personal, that felt very, very, they were crude, they were aggressive. And I remember actually saying to you, I can't do this. And I took a break from social media. I like detoxed for 3 days. I did not even open my phone, open the apps. Like I didn't want to know anything about it. I think I'm a pretty confident person now, but I also think that we all have a tendency to have certain weaknesses or weak spots. And if those get jabbed a little, we can.
Like, what's your weak spot?
I'm not telling you.
Tell them. Tell the trolls who are listening. Your podcast already got a few one stars. So I know they've come. Know. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But my point is, if you find those and you hit them on a day that I can handle it, great. And if you hit them on a day where I'm feeling a little weakened already or tired or hangry or whatever it might be, that may be a little harder to digest that day. Yep. And I think that over time I've gotten a little bit stronger, but I also think that in the beginning that was really frustrating and that was a hard thing
to overcome. So it's less frustrating now?
Yeah, it is.
It's easier?
It's much easier now.
Because you just don't have time to read them, or you actually read them and you're like, oh, this person's a jerk.
Both.
And you keep going.
Both.
So you're desensitized.
I think so.
So in time, you get desensitized to that too. You yes. have no idea how lucky you are, because the majority of people doing what you do for a living don't have the privilege of having such a just decent and kind audience.
Yep, it's true.
And that's not a shameless thank you for being here. It's just a fact. Mm-hmm. We don't have the type of following many people have. Mm-hmm. We don't have the size of deals many people have.
Yep.
We don't have a lot of things that people in this world have.
Yeah.
We have a lot more than many people in this world have also.
Yeah.
But when it comes to the behavior online,
of our audience,
we have
wonderful.
A ridiculously solid, decent,
supportive.
Kind, supportive audience. Yeah. And they support each other.
Yeah. I agree with you 100%.
There's never been a time where I've read a single comment that, as rude or as mean as it could be, that ever trumped the massively mm-hmm. kind and thankful. We get a lot of comments from people who are not feeling great mm-hmm. that thank us for
helping them
do better.
Yeah.
And there
that's
isn't
actually my
a single
favorite
troll.
Part. This is my favorite thing about yeah. what we do. Like, I had this as a big note here to talk about this, is when you talk about like the amazing things and the terrible things, like this is my favorite thing about what we do, talking to people or receiving those messages that say, you helped me crawl out of the darkest place that I have been in, or you helped me make such an important choice here where I was feeling so dark that like I'm thankful for you forever. And I just feel like that is such a privilege. That is
it
such
is.
A privilege that
and you
we
owe it
get
to them to ignore mm-hmm. the losers. Yeah, no, it's true.
So you're just right, keep going, but I'm human.
I'm a cartoon, so it's easy for me. I can just say these things. I actually don't read many comments.
I know.
Which is I wish I had time to read some more of them, because again, 99 out of 100 are really uplifting.
Yeah.
But there's just no time. Yeah. So thank you for writing comments that I don't read, because it helps other people find the content and they can write comments I don't read.
I mean, I try my best to read through some of them, a lot of them, at least in the first 30 minutes of posting. And
that's the secret.
They are generally
that's true. When you post,
so
because those are the people that want to see what you're writing. Mm-hmm. Like, I see these things that pop up on my phone. The majority of the stuff that's fed to you, the majority of you found us because your phone just threw us in front of you. Mm-hmm. And you saw and you made a decision that, oh, this is interesting. I want to see more of this. Mm-hmm. I see so much of that and I don't care. So why should someone else care about what I'm putting out? Mm-hmm. Like, if it brings you some sort of joy, do it. The people who are sitting there writing junk, they are such a bad place in their own lives mm-hmm. that they sit there and they write negative comments about strangers. Mm-hmm. Like, that's one of the most pitiful positions you could be in.
Yeah. I think we have about 95%
good. 99.95%.
Sure, 99.95% yeah. of like really, really good.
Yeah, it's things. Great.
We have happy
people. We've traveled
people.
Places. Yes. We've met amazing people.
We've had really, really cool experiences. And the happiness factor in our lives, I think, because of what we do and the kinds of messages that we get is like, has shot through the roof. I think it is such a cool thing to be able to spread joy in the way that we
people you've gotten to meet. You've yeah. never met a lot of the people. Some of our good friends now.
Yep. Are people are that we people didn't know we didn't like know 3 years, 3 years ago.
Yeah. And sadly, we would have never gotten to meet a lot of these people, yeah. but for the fact that your account is of a size. So that's another thing. That's like a part of the reason people really enjoy social media, or you wonder like, why are people doing this?
Yeah.
You could send a message to just about anybody, any brand, anything. Yeah. And
there's a good chance
you know they'll see yeah. it, because the way the system works, it boosts your message right to the top.
Yep.
Now they may choose not to respond, but it's still very interesting
yep.
to see that interaction. And we've been lucky enough to meet.
And that has really its cool downsides people. Too. Like if you go to a party and nobody knows who you are, they won't, they'll ignore you. And then they all of a sudden they figure out your following. And then they're like, oh, I know who she is, or I know what they have.
Like it makes sense for someone that looks like you to be successful online.
Yeah.
The shock on their face when they see me and then they go look and they're like, what the hell? That guy has a large following, yep. but why does he look like that?
It's
they're
weird.
Always shocked because yes. I'm older than them.
Yeah, it is.
And then they're like, oh my God, do you know who that guy is? And then their moms normally say, yes, yes, I know him. I follow him.
Yeah. The point is, I think we have a really, really strong base. I think we have like 95% like excellent. And for me, I feel like going into this crazy world of social media, this like weird experiment that we started on, going into this, like the time in our lives that when I started social media, I was at
what
a point.
This?
Like when I started social media, I was at
you
a point.
Milk?
No.
Why are you doing the milk sign?
Is this more, by the
more.
Way?
More. Why are you on more milk?
I don't want more milk.
Dudu?
Listen, I'm trying to get sentimental here.
Yeah, it's scaring me.
When I started social media, I was at a point in my life where I didn't know what my purpose was other than being home with my kids. Which was very good. I'm not complaining about that. I feel very lucky to have done that. But I felt like I needed a bigger purpose. To have a purpose that is tied to something so joyful and so, like, happy is really a blessing and a privilege.
It is. I have not seen anything negative with this world that's beyond what I would expect. You know the story when Bieber went home. So Bieber in New York
mm-hmm.
has to be surrounded by security all the time.
Mm-hmm.
He gets home, and this is a couple of years old now, I think, but he gets home and there are people, and it's late, like, you know, Wednesday at midnight, let's say, and there are people just waiting at the door of the building.
Mm-hmm.
And he gets out and they're like, you know, whatever, can I take a picture, this, that, and he's and his security guards are all there, and he's walking through, and he actually stops and he says something like, I will stop for a picture anywhere, but I just finished work and I just got home, and I hope you could understand, I just want to go home. Imagine someone coming to your house and standing outside mm-hmm. asking you to go back to work when you just got home.
Mm-hmm.
And then the lady says something like, I'm so sorry, I understand, but let's take a picture.
Mm-hmm.
Like I don't care if you like his music, you don't like his music, you like what he's done in his life or not. The point is, the man was just trying to go home
mm-hmm.
and he couldn't go home.
Mm-hmm.
Mbappe, who is a world renowned soccer player,
mm-hmm.
recently said something along the lines of, he can't go back to a normal life.
Mm-hmm.
Like he would trade a lot to be able to go to a mall or to have a picnic or to go out. You could do all of that.
You can do all the
things.
The
only thing that happens when you go to a mall or you go for a restaurant, you go to a picnic, is someone says, thank you for your content. You make me laugh. Mm-hmm. Like there's no hindrance. There's just bonuses. Yeah. So yes, you have a couple of, you know, pathetic and sad people who probably need help in their lives that will sit there on their keyboard and spew out some garbage.
Yeah.
But I don't know how we found this middle ground.
Yeah.
Where just about anywhere you go, you get a smile from people.
Absolutely.
And they're thankful. Absolutely. And they support you.
Yeah. And I want to cut in and say, I get messages sometimes from people saying, oh, I saw that you were here and I didn't want to disturb you. But I just wanted to message you and say hi, and you make me really happy. You should come and say hi. You should definitely come over and say hello, because we love that. We love hearing from you that you laughed with us or you shared a moment with us, because I think what is important to me and possibly you is just that connection. I love making connections with people. It's just one of my favorite things in life.
Yeah, I don't think you should put people on pedestals.
No.
And I mean that in the most respectful way.
Mm-hmm.
I think you can appreciate an athlete, an entertainer, you can appreciate their talents.
Yeah.
At the end of the day, they're all humans.
Yeah.
And for you to go up to a human and say something kind, that's a win-win.
Never a bad thing.
And if that person is not in a mood to receive it, or is rude or arrogant, then you could choose where you spend your time.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't see that as a distraction.
No,
as
we
anything.
Love it. We love, love, love it. We love making those connections. We love those exchanges, because it brings us joy.
And you wouldn't be here doing this mm-hmm. if it wasn't for the people that listen.
A lot of social media people, a lot of content creators curate what you see on their feed.
So do we.
I think we try our best not.
What is that light that's focused on your face right now?
There is some level, and that's so that people can see us.
That plant is not even real.
Yes, it's not.
It's just
correct.
Fake.
You're correct.
You put a fake plant in the house.
So you have to be very,
that
very
lamp
careful.
Lamp doesn't even have a bulb in it.
It doesn't.
It's not even plugged in. I see the cable on the floor.
You have to be very, very aware of the fact that what you see online is not.
Not real.
It's not real.
Fake grass.
It's a fake grass.
At least
grass.
We tell them.
Yep.
Fake awards.
It's not a fake award.
17,000 subscribers. No, he says we have a million.
It's not a fake award. That award is real.
That award is real.
But a lot of what you see online is not.
I'm teasing you, but we don't actually do very much of that.
I mean, we help our chances to create good lighting or to have a pretty background.
That's what people can see.
But what we talk about and what we show people in our content is as authentic as we can possibly make it, I think.
Yeah, sometimes you're dressed up and going out. Sometimes it's pajamas. Sometimes it's brushing teeth. Like, maybe that's part of what people like.
Yeah.
They can relate more.
And just so you guys know.
You should fold laundry and, like, we should do sheets or something in one of these podcasts. Make it very relatable.
I really don't.
We still fold our own laundry.
We do.
We haven't made it.
No. The other thing I wanted to tell our listeners is, like, a lot of people ask us, like, oh, do you practice these skits?
Yeah.
They're not skits.
All the time.
No, they're not skits.
This is all everywhere. Go back to page 2. Read that part again.
They're not.
There's nothing prepared.
Nothing prepared. So often I'm just going to give them a little like insight as to how we come up with content. So we might find an idea that is funny.
By
or,
we, she means her.
Okay. So I might find an idea that I think is funny. I will sort of like set the scene and I'll say, okay, I'm filming. But apart from that, I have no idea what's going to come.
So many times you don't even tell me you're filming.
So many times I don't tell you I'm filming. Most of the time I feel like you have a sense.
Yeah, because you look at me with that tiger lady's face and then I know something's going on. Sometimes it takes a few seconds to understand, but then you don't know where the trap's going to come
from.
Yeah,
you have no idea what's coming. You have no idea what happened behind the scenes and you just kind of react. So it is like reactive and it's not, we don't script it out. We have no.
Who thinks we script? Who can script like this?
A lot of people script their content.
No, but our content is not like theirs. Who thinks you can script this sort of madness?
I do not know.
I would expect like the acting types of awards if I could do that.
Yeah.
You would get 4 or 5 of the acting awards
if you
had
the
ability. So
I'm definitely not an actress.
What would the script say? Take any of our videos and actually script it and send it to me. I want to see. That's going to be entertaining to watch.
You know which one we should...
Man throws tangerine on lady's face because she says she doesn't want... Like, that was... That's just the
you know which
pure
one comes
moment
to
where
mind?
I'm like, this is nonsense
Remember
what
that
you're doing.
Color thing? If I was a color, what would I be? And what color did you say?
Toe beige. Yeah. You look toe beige. Your face and your toe is the same color.
Why would you say toe
beige? Because you
beige?
Put color on your face. The toe is natural. No one goes and puts foundation and blush and they don't use... blenders on their toe.
This is weird.
Very natural.
See, you can't make this stuff up.
I wrote it. This is all scripted.
Yes. You didn't know those questions. You didn't know what questions I was going to ask you. You answered them like
no. How? Why? What's the point? You got to be just say what comes to your mind. That's the easiest way
to
do these things.
And that's why when I'm laughing, it's actually based on having heard the joke.
Something is said. If it's funny, you laugh.
But people think I'm faking my laugh.
You are.
If I'm laughing for real, that's the content that they're seeing. If I don't laugh or it's a fake laugh, it doesn't go up.
You should put up some.
No.
Like that. Just fails.
No.
Why?
Because it's not entertaining.
Because it's curated. You only get the successes.
Yes. That's how we
Social
curate.
Social media.
That
you
is
only
sort of
get
how
the
we
successes.
Curate.
All the crappy videos where
no,
she's like, that wasn't
some,
funny. We throw it away.
But there are some.
We delete,
delete.
Everything is funny. I have never said anything unfunny in the last 3 years, people. I'm on a streak.
I know, you're amazing. In conclusion, we love what we do and we are so grateful. And social media has its pros and cons, but mostly pros.
For you.
For me.
For other people, it could be a bunch of cons.
But I will leave you with this. Do not believe all the things that you see on social media.
Yes. This is easier for you now.
Yes.
But imagine all of this stuff
was
happening
ago,
and people are scrutinizing everything you wear and see.
Yeah.
I think that could have been challenging.
Yeah. Oh, I know. When people like, sometimes I'll wear loose stuff and people will say, oh my God, are you pregnant?
That doesn't mean they're being mean. They're just asking a question. People are allowed to ask. This is online. You could say whatever you want. There's no rules.
There are no rules, but it's just a rule. Good rule to follow. Not
good
to
rule
ask
in
women.
Life.
Not
Don't
to
ask,
ask
women,
women
if they're pregnant unless a child falls out of them. Then you say, "Is that yours? I didn't know you were pregnant. Holy crap!
Sing.
A baby fell out of you. Pick that up. You don't litter here." But okay, back to the moment of being cautious.
Yeah.
I do see, particularly as we start navigating the age where these kids are going to want their own devices.
Mm-hmm. It's hard. There's a lot of pressure.
It's how they communicate. But this thing of looking at likes and views and who saw this and who didn't, that's going to be something that is, I don't know. I didn't grow up that way.
Mm-hmm.
But that's something that I think as a parent, mm-hmm. I'm very focused on for these two to make sure they don't translate online presses of a button to real validation mm-hmm. for their self-worth, because mm-hmm. that's a really sad outcome if that's what you do.
But your validation for your self-worth cannot come from the outside world. It
does.
Has to come from the
it
inside.
Does for many. They look, they feel very good. We feel good. You feel good. You're very
feel
lot
good.
Happier when you see a higher view count
yes,
in the morning.
But I feel good before that too and after that too.
Yeah. When you're aiming to do something and you think you're succeeding, it has a positive impact on you.
100%.
So watch out.
Watch out.
Watch out.
Yeah, be careful.
Don't make it all about the online world.
And you know what? Somebody told me this the other day, and I think I'm going to do it. And I think you already do it. Like, set a time limit for social media.
That thing's been on my phone for like 9 months.
Really?
Yeah.
I'm going to do that. Set a time limit.
It's amazing.
For yourself.
Is that the limit? You hit not today and you keep going.
Yeah.
Beautiful. That's how you do it.
No.
Yeah. Take us out with a song.
Okay.
Okay?
Yeah.
I'm Tridillion Fizzle Bang and I.